Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, today is the 16th of June, and it is a celebration of the sacrifice made by the youth. But what one cannot escape is the fact that so many of our youth are unemployed. And one thing that we've seen within the culture of South Africa is that education is so very important. But there's a massive gap between those that study and those that have a graduation, have a degree, have some or other qualification, and then try find employment. Helping us make sense of this is Natalie Rapson, and she's an education expert at Boston City Campus. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Natalie, such an important day in our country's history, June 16th, Youth Day, and education is something that has been fundamental in South Africa for many years. In fact, the uprising in 1976 was as a result of displeasure at the state of Bantu education. Mm-hmm. What is happening in South Africa in respect of graduates and the employment gap?
So I think if we're talking about unemployment, the stats are dismal, really. You're looking at, you know, there's a lot of stats bandied about. The official unemployment rate, I think, is sitting at 32.6%, which is up marginally from 32.2%. But it now excludes people who've simply given up looking for a job. So essentially, if you're looking at youth on Youth Day, we are saying that around one in every second person almost is unemployed. So that is sitting where the gap is. It's just huge. And as I said, a lot of people have just given up. The graduate unemployment rate, however, is not so bad. And it's a little bit more realistic and does show us that you do need to get post-tertiary education in order to take advantage of job opportunities, because that is sitting at around 9%. So that's a huge difference from, you know, 50% down to 9%.
It's an incredible difference. Now, when one looks at what people want to qualify in, where is there a skill shortage? Because everybody wants to be in the top of a white-collar profession. But there are so many other jobs that are out there that may not seem as attractive but can create those employment opportunities. If you were to give advice to the youth today, what should they be studying?
Sure, that's a good question. What we used to do, and I think it can still be done, is, well, I'm talking about some of the days of print media, but if you look in the job wanted, you look in things like Careers 24, what jobs are out there? That's what you need to do. Look at what jobs are available. You know, a lot of us have got a passion, and we actually at Boston, we very strongly believe in matching your passion or your interest to what you're going to study. But we now need to add a third aspect to that, and that would be, I'm going to study X, Y, or Z, but am I going to get a job? So we do believe that you need to find a way to fit your passion and your interest into a skill that the job market is looking for. It's not as clear as you say, you know, should I become a bookkeeper? Because you'll find job ads for bookkeepers and for digital marketers and things like that. That is out there. But the new employment opportunities, there is this gap in the market for what was termed pre-COVID, the fourth industrial revolution. And the skills that are that companies are looking for there are a little bit more obtuse. And it's things like critical thinking and problem solving and communication. Those are a little bit more difficult to gain in, say, a bookkeeping course. So we do believe that you need to try and get a holistic education. One of the most popular degrees at the moment is something like the BSOC-SA, which is social sciences, and that is going to give you all of your communication, problem solving, self-discipline, time management, all of those kind of skills. A lot of those skills you're going to pick up as well from online studies, which is the way things have gone now because of COVID. So COVID has, I think, propelled us much faster into the fourth industrial revolution, in that we have to completely change our thinking, not only in terms of what job am I going to get, but what skills do I need? And it's both. It's your profession as well as skills. You need both now to be successful in your job hunting.
And I think, Natalie, closing, what I think is very important for everyone to understand is what COVID has shown us, along with the fourth industrial revolution, is that we can now learn remotely, and we are learning another skill by doing that. We're learning to interact, and we're learning to use digital means in which to not just educate ourselves, but to communicate with others. Have you seen a massive uptake in that type of learning?
Absolutely. Well, huge. I mean, obviously, we switched in 2020, switched completely onto online. And we did see the struggle for kids that are used to, you know, you've come out of a classroom environment and now you're sitting, say, in a classroom environment on a campus, and now you're at home online. So you have to grow and develop so much quicker. There's always a jump from school into varsity, but the jump is much quicker now because now you are, even though we are trying to handhold you, mentor, coach, we've got educators available, but you have to sit down. You have to create your timetable. You have to be disciplined. And you have to, as we said, time management. And these skills, we've always said, you know, when kids approached, or sorry, graduates approached companies, there was always an advantage when you've done a degree by correspondence because the company knows how much more it took from you in terms of independence and perseverance to get that degree. And that's one of those skills that is coming through now. From kids who are graduating now having had to switch into online. But again, those skills are so necessary because a lot of the work is being done online. So the company needs that kind of skill. It's not a nice to have anymore. It's become essential. They need to know that you are going to be able to self-regulate yourself in terms of your work environment, your home environment, and discipline when you're working from home.
Very true. Skill development and discipline, two important keys. Nati Rapson is an educational expert at Boston City Campus. Thank you so much for joining us.